June 17, 1899, Louisa does not want to take part in the chastisements. It continues always in the same way, but this morning especially, I have done nothing but argue with my dear Jesus. He wanted to keep sending the hail, as he did in these past days, and I did not want it. But then, in the middle of this, it seemed that a thunderstorm was getting ready, commanding the demons to destroy several places with the scourge of hail. At that very moment, I saw the confessor calling me from afar, giving me the obedience to go and put the demons to flight, so that they might not do anything. As I went out to go there, Jesus came to meet me, making me draw back. I said to him, "Blessed Lord, I can't, it is obedience that called me, and you know that you and I must surrender to this virtue, without being able to oppose it." And Jesus, "Well then, I will do it for you." And so he commanded the demons to go to places farther away, and not to touch, for now, the lands belonging to our town. Then he said to me, "Let us go." So we came back, I into my bed, and Jesus beside me. As we arrived, Jesus wanted to rest, saying that he was very tired. I stopped him, saying to him, "What is this sleep that you want to have now? And then, a beautiful obedience you had me do. You want to sleep. Is this the love you have for me, and the way you want to content me in everything? Do you want to sleep? Sleep then, as long as you give me your word that you won't do anything." Being sorry for my discontent, he told me, "My daughter, yet, I would like to content you. Let us do it this way, let us go out together again, in the midst of people, and let us see who are those who need to be punished because of their wicked actions. Who knows whether, at least under the scourge, they might surrender. And then, those whom you want, those who need less to be punished, and whom you don't want to be punished, I will spare. And I, Lord, I give you thanks for your highest goodness in wanting to content me, but in spite of this I cannot do what you are telling me. I do not feel the strength to put my will in chastising any of your creatures. What would be the torment of my poor heart in hearing that that person or that other has been chastised, and I have put my will in it? May it never be, may it never be, O Lord." Then, the confessor came to call me into myself, and so it ended.